Kitty Land in Mellows Park, Illinois, opened in 1929 and closed in 2009. The year was 1929, the year of the Great Depression, and Arthur E. Fritz, like many other Americans, found himself in financial trouble. A builder and contractor by trade, Fritz was unable to collect payment for his work. He managed to pay all of his creditors, and with the little money he had left, he purchased 6 ponies and offered rides to children. Fritz felt that in spite of hard times, parents still would try to save a few dimes for a little family entertainment. His pony rides soon proved to be a popular attraction that allowed parents to forget their troubles temporarily while they watched their children smile and have a little fun. Although this was before the era of Kiddylands, Fritz thought about expanding his operation. Upon learning that a local newspaper was giving away gasoline-powered miniature cars to children as subscription premiums, he noted the names and addresses of the individual winners and soon followed up with offers to purchase the miniature cars. These became an additional attraction, along with the increasingly popular pony rides. By the mid-1930s, Fritz had given his little park a name, Kiddyland. This was the first use of the name Kiddyland. However, his attempt to register the trademark failed, and the name eventually was used generically in reference to the type of park he envisioned, an amusement park with rides, geared primarily toward children by the nature of their size, speed and action. Fritz set standards of operating a safe, friendly, good valued amusement park with standards of cleanliness and safety that continue to this day. Art Fritz has been credited with launching a whole new development in the outdoor amusement industry. By 1940, Fritz had added the German carousel, 2 miniature steam locomotives, the little auto ride, the Rotel Whip, in 1938, and the Ferris wheel, in 1940. The 1940s brought the era of World War II, and as one might expect, delayed further growth and development at Kiddyland until the post-war years. Still, as Fritz believed, parents always found a way to bring their children out to the park to make some memories and escape their problems for the day. By 1950, Fritz once again was expanding his dream of the perfect place for families to bring their children to smile and have fun. 7 Kitty Rides, the Merry-Go-Round, a hand-carved wooden carousel that greeted guests as they enter the park, and the Little Dipper, a small wooden roller coaster, had been added to the park along with several maintenance and storage buildings. By this time, Fritz's daughters and their spouses, the second generation, were well involved in the operation of the park, and the growth and development of the park continued throughout the 1950s. Some existing rides were replaced with others. In 1962, the original pony ring was removed and the scooters were installed in its place, along with significant additional expansion to the park. By the late 1960s, several thrill rides were purchased to appeal to older children and teenagers. Kiddyland was beginning its evolution into a family amusement park. At this time, Kiddyland was operating with about 20 rides and attractions. In 1967, Fritz died unexpectedly before he saw the polyp, the last ride he purchased, installed and operating at Kiddyland. Grandma Fritz, Anne, and the second generation continued to operate the park for the next 10 years. Some of Fritz's grandchildren, the third generation, were also involved in the park's operation by this time. In 1977, Kiddyland was purchased by 3 of Fritz's grandchildren and their spouses. 2 of these families and their children, the fourth generation, were the park's last owner, operators. The late 70s marked a change in the vision of Kiddyland's future. The growth and development was in the direction of fun for the entire family. Additions in 1978 and 1979 included a game room building and the mushroom ride. Early in the 1980s, park growth and development continued with the addition of the ever-popular Raceabouts, gasoline-powered antique auto ride that intertwined with the north loop of the train tracks and encompassed 2 small ponds. The original game building added in 1978 was replaced with a larger, more accessible building, and the Volcano Play Center was designed and built. This area was a play area designed to help enhance a child's motor skills with net climbs, a ball crawl, tube slides, along with a kid-powered raft ride. These elements were built into and around a scaled-down realistic replica of a volcano and also included one of the most remembered and mentioned Kiddyland ride, the hand cars. The last major addition to the park in the 1980s was the Galleon, a high-swinging brightly lit pirate ship that was installed in 1986. Late in 1987, Anne Fritz, the wife of Kiddyland's founder, died. The 1990s found the owner-operators of Kiddyland thinking bigger and wetter. Late summer of 1992 marked the premiere of the single most ambitious project Kiddyland had ever undertaken, the Log Jammer, a log flume water ride designed and geared toward the whole family's enjoyment, finds guests riding in large log boats on a fast-paced winding river of water until they reach a lift that carries the log boats 35 feet above the racing waters. The logs then fall into a short elevated trough of water, which carries them to a peak before plunging them screaming down into a large pool of water, creating a giant splash before coasting around back to the station building. The station was recreated from a post and beam building that Art Fritz had dismantled and moved down to Kiddyland from northern Wisconsin. In spring of 1995, some reshuffling was done to accommodate guests' wishes to have a bigger, better place to eat in the park. The Sky Fighter and the Umbrella Ride were relocated to the area previously used by the miniature gasoline-powered tractors in order to make room for a new food court. At the same time, other renovations included rebuilding the old popcorn stand into an all-new pizza stand, rebuilding the old front game building so that it now houses the water race game and can alley games along with the guest services booth. The entire parking lot was repaved and all new parking lot lights were installed on the perimeter rather than down the center of the parking lots. In the spring of 1995, the pipeline was installed. The pipeline was a water coaster ride that takes guests on a river of water, in a small life raft, through a large black tube that plunges them down almost 40 feet in total darkness, through twists and turns, dips and drops until they burst out of the tube onto a spray of water. The motions and feel of the pipeline were truly like that of a roller coaster. The new millennium found Kiddyland reaching for the sky with the addition of the dip and drop. The newest addition sits at the entrance of the Volcano Play Center. This fun-filled family ride seats our guests back-to-back and lifts them skyward, giving them a crow's nest's view of the surrounding rides. The ride takes you through a series of ups and downs and gives you a weightless feeling as your seat drops out from beneath you. Guests squeal with delight as they are bounced up and down. In 2004, a dispute developed between Shirley and Glenn Rhines, who own the land that Kiddyland occupies, and Ronald Rhines Jr. and Kathy and Tom Norini, who own the amusement park itself. The landowners sued the park owners, claiming that the park had an improper insurance policy and that fireworks were prohibited in the lease. The case was thrown out in a Cook County court and later in an appeals court. In 2008, the Kiddy Swing ride was installed at the entrance to the Volcano Play Center next to the dip and drop. The landowners declined to extend the lease on the land in early 2009. In late June 2010, it was announced that Kiddyland would be demolished, 9 months after the park closed to the public. Kiddyland had over 30 rides and attractions and was Chicagoland's oldest family amusement park when it closed forever.